Blog Talk Radio.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country. Leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone. The best in music too. Spend some time in the country. We've been waiting here for you. Here in the country, waiting here for you.
Welcome to In the Country, an Artist Insights exclusive production, bringing you up close and personal interviews with your favorite country music stars. Now here's the host of In the Country, Dave Woods.
Glad you could make some time for the show today. Great to have you tuned in. As always, special thanks to Robert Moody for his help behind the scenes on In the Country. Tonight, I am very happy to welcome from London, Ontario, its singer-songwriter, Carla Sullivan. Hi there, Carla.
Hello.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. Thank you. Great to have you on the show.
Thank you.
And yeah, I've checked your stuff out on MySpace, and there's some video up there of you performing and songs as well, of course. Can you take us back, Carla, to when you first started singing? And I was reading it goes back as far as the age of five.
Yes. My mom said I used to always sing around the house and would sing at school and would join choirs and entered my first contest when I was six.
Wow.
And that's when she noticed that I had an interest in singing and got me into vocal lessons and went from there.
Isn't that something? So at that age, what kind of songs were you singing? Was it pop songs on the radio or country songs or just songs?
I was
songs?
Mostly the pop songs back then. And then
okay.
I got into country songs.
And at that age, and as you got a little bit older, who have been some of your influences musically?
I really like Martina McBride, Carrie Underwood, Shania Twain, any of those country.
Okay. And is there anything about them, let's say Martina McBride in particular, is it the way she sings, the type of song she sings?
She's got really, her songs, like the words to them are just, like, get your attention, and she's so tiny and such a big voice comes out of her. And in concert, she's amazing to see live.
Have you seen her live?
I have. When she came
awesome.
To London, I got to go see her.
Oh, nice.
It was a good concert.
I've seen her up at Casino Rama, and it was a great concert as well.
She's very good.
Yeah, she's got awesome songs and great entertainer for sure.
Yeah.
Now, along the way, have you, some of the guests I have on take singing lessons, either just for interest's sake or whatever reason they take it for. Have you done that, or is it just something that comes naturally?
I did take singing lessons for a while. I don't anymore, so it's more just me doing my own thing. But I did take them for quite a while.
Oh, great, great. And I understand you're starting to learn the guitar?
I am, slowly but surely.
It's always a learning process, a learning
it
curve,
is.
And those bar chords are the worst.
Yes, I agree.
Those are the toughest. But that's great that you're getting into that. Now, I understand, I found it interesting to read you at audition for Canadian Idol, and we've had a couple of other guests before who've auditioned and have had different stories about it, some good and some that were, I guess, kind of funny or, I don't know, not necessarily negative, but were interesting stories. How was your experience with Canadian Idol?
It was interesting. It was very interesting. The lining up and the waiting in line was the funnest part because you got
oh, yeah?
all the people that thought they could sing and really couldn't in line. And then going into the first round, they kind of put you in groups of five and they narrow it down from the groups of five. And it's very weird. The males don't get judged as hard as the females.
Oh, really?
There's not as many of the males there, so.
Okay.
Yeah, but they pretty much have in their head what they're looking for. And if you don't fit that, then they don't keep you.
So at what point do you get to see the judges? Not early on in the groups of five? Is it when they've narrowed it down a bit?
There's three rounds, and then you get to the celebrity judges.
Okay. And you were saying in line you've some people who think they can sing, and of course when you watch the show, they have all the bad singers. So
The bad singers make it through for the ratings' sake.
Okay, I was going to say, because obviously if there was three rounds and they weeded them out, they wouldn't be there, but they obviously keep them in for the entertainment value.
Exactly.
And do you think some of those people are, like, they're not joking around, they actually, because some of them are just beyond bad.
Some of them think they can actually sing. It's pretty funny.
That is too funny.
It takes one person to say you can sing, and then you think you can, so.
I guess that's it, yeah, and that's all you listen to, and Now, you also made it to the semifinals at the Rising Star competition at the CNE. How was that?
That was fun. I just got a letter in the mail today that I made it to the preliminaries this year again. So
oh, great.
I'm excited for that. It's a good competition because there's not a lot for my age. Since I'm 27, there's not a whole lot of competitions.
Oh, okay.
There's an adult category there, which is nice because then it's for 26 and over, which is nice. So then people that are older can still go out and sing. And
yeah. I think that's a good idea because Idol is for such young people,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, that's great too, but it's nice to have people. I mean, 27 is still young as well, and,
yeah.
you know, 27 into your 30s, it's nice to see singers like that who are a little more, have more life experience.
Mm-hmm.
They can sing more believably, I think, about certain subjects.
Yeah.
So that's really cool, and so I can tell you're pretty comfortable on stage from the videos I've seen of you
yeah.
performing.
More
so
comfortable there than I am, in real life.
Oh, wow, isn't that something?
Yeah, I'm usually pretty quiet.
So when you get on stage, it just something else comes over you.
Yeah, it does.
That's pretty, yeah, no, the videos look great. It looks like you're performing very well. If you could do a duet with anybody in the country music world, let's say a male artist to do, a love song with, and then a female artist to do one of those female kind of duets, who would you choose for those?
A female? I would have to say Reba McEntire.
Okay.
I think that'd be, because she's been around in country music for a long time, I think she'd be neat to meet and do a song with. A male? Ooh, that's a tough one. I'd have to say either Keith Urban or Tim McGraw.
Okay, cool. Yeah, we get Keith Urban as a common answer a lot of the time.
Yeah, he'd be nice. I've seen him a few times live. He's really good live, too.
What a guitar player.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
And overall entertainer and singer, just
yeah.
the whole bit. That's quite amazing. Is there anybody in the Canadian field, a Canadian artist, male or female, any genre that stands out, somebody that you've followed and like?
Not really.
I guess Shania could fall under that category.
Yeah, Shania, I followed her quite a bit when she first came out.
Yeah, hopefully she'll come back.
Yeah, I've heard talk about that, but haven't heard anything from it yet, so...
Yeah.
There's a lot of local bands that I find are good. Shelley Raston's in London. She's a popular band here in London. She's really good.
Ah, I've heard that name, yeah.
Yeah, she's like kind of like the pop country.
Okay.
I follow her quite a bit.
Now, would you describe your sound as pop country? Is there any traditional stuff or mainly under the pop country category?
I'd say mainly the pop country.
Okay.
I don't mind the old like Patsy Cline kind of stuff, but I prefer that more upbeat stuff.
Your stuff would be that kind of, yeah, the upbeat.
Like the Carrie Underwood kind, that kind of music.
Definitely, yeah, that's great music. And you also do a great version on your site of Tim McGraw and Faith Hill, Like We Never Loved It All.
I like that song.
Yeah, that's a powerful song, isn't it? A great, powerful love song. Now, let's let our listeners have a listen to one of your songs, Carla. And so the first one I'll play is a song called Angel. And maybe you can tell us a bit about the song. And then I'll play it for everyone.
It's a song by Beverly Mitchell. She was on Seventh Heaven, and it's just the words of the song are very powerful, and it caught my attention the first time I heard it. And I'd like to dedicate it to the memory of Victoria Stafford, who they just found that went missing in Woodstock.
Yeah, that's very sad.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Carla, great. Thank you for that introduction, and we'll listen to the song now. This is Carla Sullivan with Angel here on In the Country.
Have you ever hugged an angel?
Carla Sullivan, singer-songwriter from London, Ontario, with the song Angel here on In the Country, and we are speaking with Carla on the line. Great song, Carla, and a great version of it, too.
Thank you.
Now, I understand you started to move into some songwriting, and how's that going for you, and how do you feel about the process of writing?
I'm okay writing lyrics, but trying to put the music to the lyrics seems to always be the most difficult part.
Right.
So whether it's a, it could be a fast song, a slow song, that seems to be the hardest process for me, at least.
Okay, but the lyrics come to you pretty good?
Mm-hmm, because it's usually about, like, things that happen in my life, so it's usually not too hard to write a song for me.
Oh, that's good. And so you're working towards a CD at some point, putting it all together with some songs you've written, maybe some outside songs as well, and that's sort of your goal right now?
That is my goal right now.
Excellent.
I had a couple of songs sent to me from, his name's Cyril. And he,
right.
And he,
oh, is that Sarah Rawson?
Yes.
Excellent, yes.
So from songs.
Perfect.
So, and him and I are going to start a project in the new year. So, looking forward
great.
To that with him, which will be good.
Yeah, that's awesome. He's been a guest on the show before, and he's produced a couple of artists that we've had on as well. So he's great in the country field. And
yeah.
That's
he's
perfect.
Been song, so, in the new year, hope to go down to Nashville with him and hopefully have a debut album out soon.
That would be great. And so the songs he sent you so far, some of them have hit you quite well?
Yeah. And then I've sent him some lyrics to songs that I've written, and we're putting music together with them. So.
Oh, excellent.
So it'll be a mixture of some of his songs, some of mine. So.
That sounds great. We'll look forward to that. It's an exciting, exciting new year for sure. Now, Carla, we're going to turn to the In the Country Fun question file. So these are a few random questions just to get to know you a bit better, just fun kind of questions, not related to music. The first one, what is your favorite movie of all time?
I would have to say Selena with Jennifer Lopez.
Ah, now that's one I haven't seen, and that's about a singer, correct?
Mm-hmm. And she was like 15, and then her own manager ended up killing her in the end because she was jealous of her fame and fortune. And
ooh.
It's just it's a really powerful movie. It really caught my attention. And the music
singing
in it. It's a big, good musical.
Yeah, good music in it, and Jennifer does a good job acting in it.
An amazing job.
Oh, excellent. Now, if you could guest star on any TV show, either a reality show or a sitcom or a drama on television, which show would you choose?
That's a good one. I would love to go on Big Brother.
Okay.
I would love to go on. That would be an interesting show to go on.
Is that one you watch regularly?
I do. American Idol. I like the reality TV.
Yeah, there's some good reality
Big Brother
TV.
Would be interesting.
That sounds good. And so do you have any favorites? Is it still on right now? Is the season wrapping up?
It's just starting. So
just starting?
Yeah, I haven't really got a favorite yet.
Yeah, it takes time to get to know them. And
yeah.
Same with Idol. That's great. Now, the last question in the fun question file, Carla. Out of all the places in the world to visit and travel to, where would you like to go?
I would love to go to Italy.
Italy, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Any particular reason there?
My husband is Italian.
And okay.
I would just like to go and see the whole Italian background, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, wow. So that would be pretty cool to travel there. So that might be plans in the future?
Mm-hmm. We've talked about it, so it would be good.
Oh, great. Now, we were speaking about your songwriting earlier, and then we just touched on your wedding. And that sort of ties into the next song we're going to play on the show, Carla, which is called In Your Eyes. And I know there's some inspiration behind that. Can you tell us about that song, and then we'll let our listeners hear it?
I wrote the song for my husband, Matt, and I sang it to him on our wedding day,
which
was very hard for me to sing it and not be nervous or cry or anything like that. But it's just a song about how he's changed my life, and how every time I see him and look in his eyes, it's just, he makes my life complete.
Wow, isn't that wonderful?
Mm-hmm.
So did you get through it without shedding a tear?
There was a few tears. It wasn't too bad.
And I bet the crowd, there must have been a few tears there, too.
The moms were crying.
Oh, no doubt. Wow.
Yeah, it was good, though.
What a special, special moment. So we'll play that now, then, Carla. This is Carla Sullivan with In Your Eyes on In the Country.
Mm-hmm.
A beautiful song from Carla Sullivan. That is called In Your Eyes, a song she wrote and performed at her own wedding. That's just a beautiful song you've got there.
Thank you.
Now, do you come from a musical family, Carla? Are you, or are you the only one that has pursued this?
I don't know where I get it from, because my parents, neither of them can carry a tune.
Wow.
I'm not sure where it comes from.
Isn't that something? It's just you're sort of the first one to pursue this.
Mm-hmm. My grandma used to sing a lot when we were little, but she couldn't carry a tune really either. My parents will both gladly admit that I don't get it from them, so I'm not sure where it comes from.
Isn't that something? Just something you were born with on your own, and that's great to be the first in the family to chase this dream.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what about your fans? Do you have any message for your fans that are listening for their support and different things like that?
I would like everyone to check out my MySpace site. There's always new music being put up and new videos and lots of dates coming up where I'm performing. And also, I'd like to say to my fans, if there's anyone out there who wants to pursue their dream of singing, never give up on it. I've been told to give up on it because I'm getting too old, but I couldn't imagine my life without my music. So.
And that's sort of a trait that of somebody who's going to make it, because you're going to stick to it no matter what.
I'm not giving up.
Good for you.
I was still at Canadian Idol, and they told me I was overtrained, and I said, that's okay, you'll see me next year then.
Yep, keep coming back. Now, what would they mean by overtrained?
They're looking for someone that they can mold to what they want to be.
I see.
I'm pretty much set where my voice is going to be, and they want someone they can make do what they want, and I'm kind of set in my ways with my music.
Right.
So.
So do you think that's sort of one of the downfalls of a talent show? I mean, a contestant gets exposure, but sometimes they want to shape that person and market them a certain way, and that individual might lose their identity as an artist?
Yeah, at the Western Fair here in London, they'd have a youth talent search that I went in every year, and they would give it to an amateur singer over someone that was more like a trained professional, because they were giving it to people that wouldn't get the opportunity to perform in that kind of contest again. That's what they would say.
I see.
So.
Kind of unfair in one sense, but yeah, I mean, it should be to the best singer at that point.
Yeah, I agree.
Wow. And so what are the plans for the rest of the summer and into the fall? I think I noticed on your MySpace site there's some events coming up you're performing at.
I have Ribfest coming up in London. I'm singing there 3 times, the Ribfest weekend. I have a competition next weekend in Wheatley, Ontario. And then there's a bunch of small little fundraisers that aren't on the website yet, but I have a bunch of stuff coming up, so keep them busy.
That sounds good. And you are, in fact, you mentioned, going to go back to Canadian Idol again. When does that start? Is it in the fall?
There'll be another one, I think, come in the fall. I'm pretty sure they're having another one. They didn't do one this year.
That's right.
Recession in Canada, so.
Yeah, that's right. So hopefully they will, because I missed it last year, because I obviously wasn't on, and I missed watching it, because I've watched all the Canadian Idols as
mm-hmm.
well as American, and so, yeah, hopefully things are back on track this year.
Mm-hmm. That'd be good.
That'd be great. Now, you sort of talked about a bit of advice a moment ago, but I was going to ask you for some advice for anybody who's looking to get into music and pursue it a little more seriously. You talked about, you know, not avoiding rejection, but dealing with it and being confident. Is there any other tips you might have for anybody to pursue this music thing?
Just be confident. If you enjoy singing, I do it for fun. It's more for fun for me. I have a fun time doing it. So just that kind of stuff. And you're going to get told no, and that's just how it goes.
And you just got to keep believing in yourself.
Yep.
Because I think all the artists out there, from songwriters to singers, have had rejection. And eventually a lot of them do find success, but they all have stories to tell about how they got turned down here, there, and everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a matter of sticking in the game.
Yep.
Well, that's great, Carla, and it's really exciting that you mentioned working with Cyril Ross, and I know that good things will come of that project coming
mm-hmm.
in the new year. So I want to thank you very much for taking the time to be on the show and sharing a couple of your songs with us, and we here at In the Country wish you the best and hope to talk to you again soon.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Carla. Have yourself a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. My guest has been Carla Sullivan from London, Ontario, a singer-songwriter. And be sure to tune in next time for another up-close and personal interview with one of your favorite country music artists. I'm Dave Woods. In the Country is an Artist Insights exclusive production.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country. Leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone. The best in music, too. Spend some time in the country. We've been waiting here for you. Here in the country, waiting here.